I want to be alone. And then suddenly when I'm alone, I guess I didn't appreciate, you know, having people around enough.
Yeah, so you put your energy into something.
Yeah.
And it's geared toward a certain expectation. But then other parts of yourself suddenly surface and you want other expectations, and they get in the way of an expectation you've been creating with someone else.
Right.
And that's the job of life, is to orchestrate, you know,
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, feeling good within all situations.
Within your needs.
Yeah.
Within your moves.
Yeah.
So people, I can visualize that. I can see that that's the problem with people's lives. They don't have time to energize energy in a certain way to get the benefits without interferences with someone else or other things.
Yeah.
And then there's surprise interventions, which might be better than the one you're expecting.
Yeah.
And then you've invested in a certain other area, but you'd rather go do this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you talk about it like that, it appears quite confusing. But it's awful. Also, that sums up everything. You know, that's what life's about. It doesn't take much to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go off and figure out what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. I do it for the most part. It's just the small times when
I don't mean you. I mean in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you sum it up, that doesn't stop anything. I just summed it up, right? But it didn't stop anything.
No, no.
In fact, if I think about it too long, it actually gets in the way.
Yeah,
it gets in the way.
That.
Yeah, sir, I don't want to listen to anybody. I heard it all. I summed it up. I don't want to hear anybody else.
Yeah.
Then you get cut off.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the tape.
Yeah.
Just you continue talking here. Yeah. I'm having a pleasant conversation.
Right.
Who's talking? Someone you know, or?
Is it Sandra? Okay. So, let's just listen to what we're hearing and we can talk about it.
Their misery was added to that of thousands of burn and trauma victims. Thousands more had fragments of glass embedded in...
I just turned it all off. You know what I mean? In the end, I can't relate to all these victims.
And there are no victims. If there is no death, there are no victims, right?
Well, that's true, too, but... No,
did you have this?
This is mine, yeah.
No, I gave you some.
Water.
I can have some. Oh,
water. Water. Okay, but listen, I do think people on this plane, it's not just like you die, it's like horrible trauma that people go through.
Yeah, if you die painfully.
And significant sadness that people get put through.
And yeah, and then you just said a second ago that you get turned off at a certain point.
Well, when I can't relate to it on the news level anymore, I can only relate to it on the...
But that's a common emotion. I mean, I think everybody feels that.
Yeah, well, hey, it's okay to have fun.
Yeah, I don't mean it to put it down, but I'm just saying that everybody's feeling that, then you don't need ESP. Everybody's sharing the same things, feeling the same thought anyways.
All right, and Bob?
Yeah.
Lucy Pepperlaw says she's enjoying this.
Oh, great, great.
See, women are superior to men. There's no doubt about it.
They enjoy software.
Yeah.
You know, they enjoy talk.
But they're more sympathetic, empathetic.
They like to listen.
Yes, they... See, that she's liking this show because she does not have... I don't want to put her on the spot.
Well, how about this? She doesn't know what we're going to talk about next, so...
Yeah, she's
so
enjoying this. She's enjoying the intellectual aspect of this show.
Great. Is she a regular caller? You know her?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you're encouraged, Dave. But we're in a neat mood now where Dave's sort of just sitting back listening to the tape we're hearing and wondering about... how to respond to anything.
You know, it's funny. I was with Lisa, Chuck's daughter, when she was about 5 years old, and we were in the car, and they, like, CBC News came on, you know, and they said, you know, 8 people were killed in a train accident in Peru. And she went, people died? And she was like, oh, this is really... And I'm like having to explain to her, well, no, it's not really serious that people died.
I didn't have to hear.
She didn't care. You know, it was weird.
No, that's not what you meant. You meant,
I didn't mean,
hey, this is so far away.
Yeah.
She suddenly realized it was within the neighborhood.
But isn't that strange, the desensitization process? I mean, that's a cliche word to use. But it's funny how she was supposed to, like, relate to this and become totally involved. And then you're telling her, no, don't participate. You
to, you're just car not. You're just car not.
Just to listen to.
Yeah. This, that must have confused her, right? Oh, well, are we live or on tape?
Yeah.
Do we listen now?
Live or memorized?
Yes. Do I respond now?
Yeah.
No, that's a good, that's a anecdotal archetype.
Yeah.
Archetype. I mean, you're trying to tell this kid, look, they were telling us But we're not supposed
we're
to be
supposed
two
to get
thirds.
Involved, but
when's the funeral? Do we go?
And that relates to the people that will say that TV is bad for you, right? On the content level, will say that people will watch violence towards other people and not intervene because they will just watch it like it's television.
Well, that's because they've missed some, what do you say, they know it's television. I mean, they know it's reality.
Yeah.
But maybe there's habits that happen and condition their brain, right? So they're walking around and they sort of still, like an after image, they're still conditioned that they're not to respond. If people have different rates and paces of brain speed, you know, some people can think faster than others or respond.
Yes.
If someone's been watching, we don't know the effects of someone who watches TV for 8 months and is a Virgo or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or is it has a certain potassium overload in them.
Yeah.
It could create a certain body chemistry that doesn't relate to the real thing and it thinks it's concerned. So, therefore, if everybody is different, then you've got all this TV input or information input that's confusing people even more in terms of their rates with each other.
Yeah.
Their interact. So there is total anarchy going on.
Total anarchy.
Yeah, total. And, like, to be an anarchist would be... Well, that's just your effect. That's your. It's not relevant to demand more anarchy.
Yeah.
Because, but then you can't stop the person wanting to implement a program of anarchy because that would be maybe another form of bureaucratic thing that wouldn't, that would be different.
Yeah.
It'd be a non-bureaucratic control, so it'd be different. Let the anarchists take over and let them implement anarchy and see how the anarchy can handle that.
Yeah.
See, the anarchy's already going.
Slip into.
Yeah, yeah. So
what would anarchy slip into? Anarchy
with a ground of anarchy already going on.
Yeah, it would probably slip into dictatorship.
No. Everything would. Any form of social myth or agreed social agenda is dictatorship. It's
right.
You know,
right.
It has different effects, right?
Yeah.
So
because anyone that wouldn't want to be an anarchist would not be free to make that choice not to be an anarchist and to bring back hierarchical forms. So you're right. It would be a dictatorship in its own form because it would require the consent of all people, and it's likely that not everyone would consent to it, so that a lot of people would feel disenfranchised.
Yeah, that's...
And so they wouldn't be representative, so it certainly wouldn't be democratic.
So everybody is an anarchist, whether they like it or not. You know, any social organization is a state of anarchy, because it's one form of organization imposed. Even if it's saying, hey, we're not imposing anything, that you're imposing that on people.
Yeah.
Imposing that you're not allowed to impose anything.
Right.
So, you see, the amazing thing is that any word we use does not approximate the amazing perfection that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The perfection in the sense that you can talk, it doesn't really stop reality.
Mm-hmm.
It interacts with reality, but nothing stops it.
Well, that's what Plato said. You can tune in and understand it, but it's just here now, forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Hey, there's your show, Dave.
Oh, the letters.
By the way, I will. The tapes are going to be, like I said, available sometime soon. I'm having a problem with.
Is yours beta hi-fi then?
Mine's a super beta hi-fi.
Oh, great. Okay, good. I just didn't want you to have it in mono. The mono track is...
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No. Are you having trouble getting in tape?
No, you've got super beta hi-fi.
No, I've got a super beta hi-fi. I'm the person I'm having do the covers. I'm just having... We're working on the covers right now.
Isn't this awesome, Nat King Cole doing love letters?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, see, the mood that I'm in talking to Dave is the kind of mood we created with that show.
Naturally, he did.
And so it's
that.
Nice to get this. See, that was a mistake, this part that came out. Yeah, I put it on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to put something else on. But the mood that Furry Limp creates for me is the mood we're getting talking tonight. So it's very nice that you put that on right now.
Hey, I'm just giving myself a plug.
Yeah, good. But see, David's the guy here who engineered that.
Yeah.
But Dave picked this record. Anybody who buys this tape from Kent... You're listening to the guy, the engineer, right here, worry about himself.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, that's a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
He'll worry himself into ecstasy.
Oral ecstasy.
Yeah, we don't want to establish any particular direction. Like, you go, worry, you know, what's the stigma?
I play this song when I do weddings.
Yeah?
I play it when I've really partied them out, and then they have their, like, cookies and milk. I put this on. It really chills them out.
And then what do you do?
Sky,
is that the end?
The night may be starry, starry. No, then they always want to come back for some more. So we do it.
Rock it up?
Yeah, I play this. No, I usually play like, and then I have to be Democratic, so I play something with a female vocal. So I play Linda Ronstadt doing Skylark, and that gets...
No, we can't talk about Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, right. Yeah. She's taboo on this.
Yeah, she's taboo at the stage.
Taboo.
Why is that? Is she
a South African performer?
Oh, okay.
She's a South African performer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that. That's okay.
I played her.
You know, isn't it funny that... You know, you look at any problem going on, it's like, it's hilarious to see problems.
I mean, if you really took it, and anyone that played at the White House, you know, where their conspiracy in the Kennedy assassination, you know, I mean, if we really wanted to take it to
it.
The only people that we can have that are playing Costa Rica or gone anywhere else,
Yeah, but like, you really take it, people can't believe, they gradually have been noticing over the last, say, 10 years that they actually have been hijacked by outright murderers in all levels of society.
Yeah.
And they're saying, what the hell? How did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, probably because the government positions of bureaucracy are so obsolete, the scum can take it over and do nothing to us.
Right.
If you're cool.
Yeah.
But they do, but they will do things to you at the same time. If you're unlucky.
Don't you ever lucky, and also what they'll do is they'll destroy your sense of hope, which is a drag, and also they'll change your mode of expectations and you'll withdraw. It's a sad...
Maybe that's a test we'd have to do. We'd have to get people, okay, you don't listen to media for 10 years, and you function in society, and check back in 10 years and see what happened to you. You know, they weren't allowed to know anything.
Yes.
Well, they would hear other people talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't allowed to check it out. What would happen to them?
They would come back, they would seem a little culturally retarded, and they'd probably catch up really quick.
But they'd probably look healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't know about that.
No, they probably would if they had good food.
Hey, Bob, there's a telephone call for you?
Oh. It ain't for me, man. It's for you.
Okay, it's for me.
Yeah,
just try it.
Yeah, just try it. I'm deep into it with Dave here.
I don't know if I can be heard. I feel like...
I don't know. Talk.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. You're on. Yeah. Well, how is it, Ken?
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you ever think about, you take a big word, you could say art, war, God, love, society, what do they refer to?
Well, they have sure definite connotations. They denote something.
Yeah, okay, take God, what does that refer to you?
That is definitely it. That means a lot of things to different people. It depends on how you conceptualize
it. No, what's it mean? Yeah, what is it? Yeah, what would it be to you?
Well, generally, you know, I guess I would have the
Christian
version of it.
As you're, what? Oh, we got something on. As you're talking about it, as you're talking about God, try to think of all those people who use the word every Sunday or the social, how it's used and used and used.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? Again. Can something up?
Hey, this is on. Hello? Yeah, come on.
What? Who's on?
Is this someone taping to us?
Yeah. This is really good. It's good voice,
and getting mowed down, though. They tried doing that, and they got talked into it, and they challenged the enemy, and they were told, you'll be victorious. They tried it out, and look what happened. Deep doo-doo.
Yeah. Deep throat, deep doo-doo.
Wow. This is good.
Yeah.
I really like those.
Contribution.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it goes along well with the theme of experimental, experimental radio edits, freeform experimental radio at that.
I like this, you know.
Do you get words from this?
Stuff. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What words do you get from this?
This is like distant over the sea.
Yeah, seagulls.
Not just seagulls, but like ships thousands of miles out of sea or something communicating. We used to do that, my friend and I. Used to get my mom's up with dial and used to hear all the weird noises. And think, wow, all these communications.
You can get in communications from around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can't wait. Listen to it. The part of your brain is translating it into English or some images maybe, right?
Yeah, I'm also getting the sound of a record at the end of it. It's in the
is it kind of meditation?
Which is basically what I think this is. I think it's sort of like a 78 RPM going around.
Right, now the thing is that as this is, it's a meditation, right?
Yeah.
You listen to it, and then images start coming through. And you might stick on one image and say, oh, that's what it is. I'll think about it within that image.
Yes, within the context.
This is post-content. This is post-content. It's all been played, and now it's the end of the record.
Wait a minute. No.
The
content,
record's over.
Yeah, the content is your own brain imaging, so it's an inner trip. It's not... There is content, but it's more of an inner content.
Yes.
In other words, you can dream with it whatever you want.
The afterthought. You experience the record, and then it ends, and then you just tell it is.
That's the end of it.
Come back.
I don't think he will. It doesn't normally.
Oh, he phoned before, eh?
Yeah, he called earlier on tonight.
Oh.
On the show?
Yeah, it was on Subgenius.
Oh, this is Flesherton.
No, this isn't.
Someone contributed on the Subgenius show?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Oh, yeah. You didn't get it. He didn't get on.
Oh.
He wasn't able to get on the air.
Okay.
So it's just one reason why I put him over this time.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is coming over the phone, though.
Yeah, this is over the phone. Yeah, this is... Yep, this is back again. Request.
Yeah, you could say that what we just heard comes in, fades out.
Yeah.
That's kind of way your mind works.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the acoustic stuff is this kind of abstract noise, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's talking about the way you're perceiving, your inner ear works, sort of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a direct replay to it.
Everything is a metaphor.
Yeah, a metaphor. It's a direct... Yeah, it's well. You say everything's a metaphor, but there's a figure ground. There's always a context.
Isn't that? That's what I think McLuhan said. There was one thing different about man and animals is that man had metaphors.
He said, "Well, the old saying was speech was the difference between man and animals.
Right.
Speech was man's metaphor."
And yeah, because animals have levels of speech, but not the same.
No, but he just ended it again.
Oh,
or he or she. Can't really be too sure.
You see, this person who's playing this stuff may have been privately listening to sounds for, say, 15 years.
Yeah.
And to them, in their explorations, this is significant sound.
But this experimenting feedback.
Yeah.
Right, but why would the person be interested in it? What's it mean?
The funny thing is, this sound could be an incredible information carrier if you can decipher it.
Yeah, that's a good metaphor then. I say, hey, you guys are putting out information, but you're nowhere near what's going on this one.
Yeah, this is you or this.
If you know this.
This is a carbon document.
This is Dr. Peter from the
Exodus.
Yeah, this is an Exodus. Dr. Peter. It's a far out Exodus.
This is the Exodus for Reuben Barber's new book.
Interesting. Yeah.
This is very interesting.
This is Mabe Russell giving a speech to the Intergalactic Convention. With Marshall McLuhan in the audience. What do you think of that, eh? I mean, we actually played, Marshall talk to us. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
When will Marshall meet May? I don't know. Could you say that's never been done on radio before? I don't think anybody would ever play that. That was a unique experience where we're talking to the Vectors and saying, well, when will Marshall talk to May? In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got to remember to put the book in my suitcase.
It's a briefcase. I have to remember which one of these things I have to talk into. The telephone or the microphone. And,
So look,
it
is working.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I thought it was Bert. Ken goes, no, it isn't.
Yeah,
no, it is not a water sound.
Well, it is a water sound. I'm not sure. Can't really tell.
We'll probably be keeping all of Toronto awake tonight. You know, this is good. SV guys, we're going to hear how humans really act when they're partying by themselves in the bottom of a basement. This is a human documentary.
This is the vibe I get when I turn a shortwave radio in a different language. And all I can hear is the atmosphere.
Yeah, but you keep talking about shortwave. I'm saying, how long can I listen to this stuff? You know, I can listen to it if I want to make something out of it.
But this is the humanity. Hear the bagpipes, the background, people going off to war. This is like the, you know, resonating from the Akashic record.
Yeah, this is a cult. This is probably what it sounds like when you're dying. Yeah, hey, this is like the afterlife. When you die and you start figuring out where you're at, there's a ghost coming at you.
No, I would imagine
astral train.
I think of clarity then more.
When you die?
Well, something like that.
Well, you just don't want to deal with the chaos. You're afraid of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like the idea of chaos.
Yeah, dude. Who is that scary for you? Yeah, you'll hear, like, I just hope they get me out of it.
Yeah.
When I die, if it's chaotic, I'm just going to say, well, I'll put up with it so somebody I can't get out of this. I mean, what's the formula? Chant or something?
No.
Hey, it got great.
Whoa. You have your feet back there.
Why is that?
I don't know. Whomever has the meter, the levels up really, really high. And...
No.
Hey, you guys are live over there.
we've been on? I didn't know. See, like, what's dangerous about being on the radio, Ken, is at any point someone can really be angry at you and come down here and shoot you.
Yeah.
For a personal vendetta.
Yeah, well, that's why the door's locked.
Oh, okay, good. You do lock it? Generally,
I lock it, yeah.
So I should be doing that on my show.
Yes, you should be.
Oh, I did, but they could wait outside. If they want to get you...
if they want to get me, they got to wait 5 hours. Most people generally give up by that time. And
their anger subsides.
Yeah.
They think about the consequences and have some time to meditate on it. Yeah, on that level, I'm really glad there's police and law, that there is that fear going around to, you know, keep people cool for a while.
Yeah. Oh, I sympathize.
Yeah. Maybe that is a hard... Imagine being a policeman. That'd be an awful job.
To me, I like the idea...
This could be Graham and Bud.
Who are they?
Lungs and Sacred.
Yeah? See, that's soothing to have a human voice come in after the astral noise.
That's probably how they work in the supposed, you know, cult conditioning type thing. Because they deprive you of so many things, then you're so damn grateful when they give you entry.
Well, that reminds me, Kent, we ought to tell people that the truth, well, something's come out about Scientology. You should tell them what I told you, gave you.
Well, I don't want to dig into any of the Scientology material over public airwaves.
Oh, okay. But it's interesting that Stuart Copeland, Sting, the policeman's drummer, all right, the police's drummer, Stuart Copeland, his father was an old CIA guy. I tell you this, he's got a book out and about his history as a CIA guy.
Okay, well, now we can't be talking about this.
No, we can say this, but he says in his book that they created Scientology, the CIA operation.
Yeah, I'm going to be following that lead up a little.
Tell me about it?
Oh, no, that's fine. That can be said.
Yeah, that's what's said. That's what's said.
It's in a book. And people want it, they could read it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the 60-minute story on Scientology, the two legal factions fighting each other?
Oh, yeah.
But two heavy groups, right? Yeah. It's like a Rockefeller battle between factions, you know.
This could be Tim.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Tim. It has a signature of Washington.
We're not supposed to say where it's from, Bob.
Why not?
Tim doesn't want it known.
Oh, come on.
Okay. It does sound good. Enjoy this. This is nice.
You see, sound is different when it's electrified.
Yeah.
See, it makes sound interesting.
Mm-hmm. Whomever this is working in the studio.
Yeah.
For the cassette player. Oh, that's you. Oh, geez. Must be played the fine?
I did a wedding and it was their favorite song.
You're kidding.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I know. And it, like, I kept like this thing, you know, okay, I'm going to fade this thing out. It's like, it goes on for like 8 minutes. It's digga 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 digga
digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga digga
digga digga digga digga digga digga digga
digga digga digga
digga digga digga.
They're not so safe sex song.
Yeah.
Yeah, drum pattern.
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, boy, you know your music, though. You picked that one off pretty quick.
Well, he worked in music, in the music industry.
Yeah.
The guy's a former musician.
Really?
A rip-off artist. You know,
what do you mean, rip-off artist?
Well, vinyl merchant,
hey,
you know?
Do you remember a group called The Puppets? They were on Quality Records and they like made 1,000 of them and then they like...
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm not really too sure. The last one... I can't even remember.
The Way of Life.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, I don't know. I wasn't associated with Quality Records. Oh, Jesus. God, I hate that song.
I did. Well, I've got the love theme from Flashdance.
Oh, no.
That's a love theme from Flashdance.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you just... You can just...
Doesn't it just make your skin crawl?
Yeah.
Flashdance, was that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really bad movie. They paid an actress... some exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, wait, is that the one where she dances in front of a committee at the end of the movie?
Yeah, but it's not her, it's not the actress that's dancing. It's another dancer, and they superimpose the actress's head on the body.
Really?
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
You must like her head a lot. Jeez.
Well, the girl couldn't dance at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was thinking Lucy, if she's still up, if she liked what we're talking about. Does she have suggested a topic, or does she not need to suggest a topic to keep it interesting, or not be interesting? You should ask for input from Lucy again.
Well, she just wanted to hear Tom Waits.
Oh,
well,
which
I'm going to be digging up Tom Waits in a bit here.
He just does what he wants.
Yeah, this is freeform radio.
Yeah.
This is open programming.
It certainly is.
We pay big bucks to have this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxes, you know.
And the whole government, you know, like, you couldn't get away with this
on
any commercial radio station.
No.
Like, they don't take phone calls. The guy you talk to is the engineer.
The only
if you're lucky, you can get
through to phone calls is on CFTR, but they have to talk about their boyfriends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You see, like, what the hell is controlling that? What's controlling that? I'd like to know.
Who's controlling this icon making?
Which means the mighty CFTR sticker in here, which I'm going to burn off the window.
Yeah.
Can you imagine working for anybody?
Well, see,
work.
That's the thing in that former CIA guy who's using all the McLuhan stuff. Is that what he's going, gee, we've got to orchestrate all this stuff. I mean,
we've got to put some order here. We've got to bring in some energy.
We've got to bring in, like, IT&T to, like, invest in this.
We need big bucks for this.
Yeah.
We need this.